Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
In today's episode, we're taking a deep dive into the FTC's recent regulatory changes regarding non-compete clauses and discussing the ripple effects across both businesses and the workforce. Have non-compete clauses been more of a shield or a shackle? Historically, these clauses have served as protectors of businesses' confidential information, trade secrets, and client relationships. They are a staple in many employment contracts, especially in sectors reliant on innovation and intellectual property. However, critics argue that they often hinder workforce mobility and, at times, stifle competition. What was once considered a fair safeguard is now under intense scrutiny. State laws and judicial decisions have increasingly challenged the breadth of non-compete agreements, especially when they apply to lower-wage workers and situations where the employer-employee bargaining power is imbalanced. The FTC's recent mandate is to promote consumer protection and prevent anti-competitive practices. Recent policy shifts suggest an increased focus on the competitive landscape for workers, signaling a more proactive stance against overly restrictive non-competes. These shifts are aligned with the broader national conversation around workers' rights and equity. The agency's rationale behind these changes is multifaceted. By ensuring that employees can seek better opportunities without undue restraints, the FTC aims to promote innovation, competition, and economic growth. Clearer and more enforceable regulations are expected to strike a balance between protecting businesses and fostering a dynamic job market. As always, it will prove to be a balancing act. For businesses, recalibrating non-compete clauses can be a delicate process. Industries that rely heavily on intellectual property and specialized skills may feel exposed without robust non-compete agreements. Anticipated changes in enforcement may require a review of hiring practices, compensation structures, and the overall employment approach. And even as organizations strive to adapt, many are grappling with the practical implications. Compliance with shifting regulations entails legal review, process overhauls, and sometimes a fundamental rethinking of employment policies. Smaller businesses in particular might find the new landscape daunting, necessitating legal expertise for guidance. On the other hand, employees stand to benefit significantly from the modernization of non-compete rules. Greater freedom to move between jobs can lead to improved bargaining power, potentially higher wages, and more meaningful job choices. With less restrictive non-compete clauses, workers can be more agile and explore diverse career paths. The younger generation in particular favors job mobility and values the learning experiences that come with changing roles. In the face of these regulatory shifts, businesses must strategize on how to protect their legitimate business interests without infringing on employee rights. This might involve more narrowly tailored agreements, the incorporation of non-solicitation clauses, and the development of robust IP protection strategies. A well-crafted employment contract is the best defense against the uncertainty of new regulations. Clarity, fairness, and reasonableness in the terms are paramount. Businesses should take proactive steps to educate their workforce about the implications of these contracts and ensure that they align with the company's long-term goals. Future trends in non-compete regulation are likely to reflect a continuous assessment of the labor market's needs and the evolving understanding of competitiveness. While the FTC's steps signify a clear direction, the next chapters of this legal saga will be written through a combination of public policy, court decisions, and market forces. To thrive in this evolving environment, it is crucial for businesses and employees alike to engage with legal advisors who are well-versed in these changes. Staying informed and involved in policy discussions can also provide a valuable edge, allowing proactive steps to be taken rather than reacting to a shifting legal climate. In summary, the FTC's renewed focus on non-compete clauses is a significant development with far-reaching implications. While the immediate impact is one of adjustment and uncertainty, the ultimate goal is to create a more dynamic and equitable economy. By navigating these shifts thoughtfully and with the right guidance, both businesses and employees can turn these changes into opportunities for growth and collaboration.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.